They sported when she sported. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 304, Tipitaka part 198, and it's Kulavaga 1, part 2. So we've just begun a whole new section and a whole new book. We're still toward the beginning of book 5. If you'd like to start at the beginning of Kulavaga, since it's only episode 2, if you want to say, okay, I'll keep up with Kulavaga, it's the lesser division. You can click right there. That's the playlist. All right. So last time we finished Mahavaga, and that took 2 years to finish. And before that, there were the rules for nuns, the Bhikkhuni Vibhanga, and the Sutta Vibhanga. Am I getting that right? The rules for monks? I might not. The Mahavibhanga? All kinds of Vibhangas. If you'd like to start with the Vibhangas at the beginning of the Tipitaka, you can click right there for the whole Tipitaka playlist. All right. I hope everybody's doing well. And just one more link I'll throw up there. But I have to put a little bit of time in between them. Hence me talking right now. For those who are new, here's the introduction, if you would like to watch that and get an idea of what this is and what all there is besides, you know, you kind of get an idea what the clock is. Actually, I recorded the introduction before we introduced the clock, but still, you get an idea. Let's bring back the clock. So the four, that's where we are now. So we're on episode 304. And the little Dharma wheel, sorry, every once in a while I try to pronounce things in a way other than a California guy, and it doesn't go well. So you'll have to forgive me when I say things like Dharma and Buddhism. So the next up is the number 5, 305, that little four-sided Kongo is also known as a Vajra or a Dorje. That's going to be Shingon. So we're going to be reading Adrian Snodgrass's manual on the Matrix and Diamond World Mandalas and Shingon Buddhism. Anywhere you see the Dharma wheel, that's Tipitaka. So we read Tipitaka more than other things. And then the little monk, that's Ehe Dogen. The green book is on the 8 is the Shobogenzo, that's Dogen. And then the one on the 2 is not green, and that's the Platform Sutra. That's not Dogen, that's 600 years before Dogen. And that's from Chan and Zen Buddhism. And then up at the top, the 0 is Padmasambhava. That's, I mean, it's Tibetan Buddhism. We're currently reading The Life and Liberation of Padmasambhava when it comes around to the 0. So that's our schedule of 10 that we repeat every 10 episodes. So there you get a small idea of all that. All right, I don't know why sometimes I feel like explaining things for just, you know, sometimes new folk wander in. Hi to the new folk, to the folk who are returning, welcome back. And let's pick up right where we left off in Kulavaga 1, Part 1. Okay. This is Lord Buddha talking. And thus, monks, should it be revoked, those monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, remember them? They're stirrers up of strife, as you can see. One has dynamite and the other, I didn't know in part one who they were, but now I do. Any fans of Mad Magazine? Am I showing my age? Is it still around? Must still. I don't know. I haven't seen it. In India, I haven't seen it. Maybe you've seen it. Comment below. Having approached the order, having each arranged the upper robe over one shoulder, having honored the feet of the senior monks, having sat down on their haunches, having stretched forth their joined palms, should speak thus to it. quote within quotes, a formal act of censure, honored sirs, was carried out against us by the order. Okay, so this is if they get their act together and stop behaving like, you know, that. But we are conducting ourselves properly. We are subdued. We are mending our ways. And we ask for the revocation of the formal act of censure. End quote within quotes. And a second time it should be asked for. Three dots. And a third time it should be asked for. Three dots. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. These monks, followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, so it's not actually them, it's their followers that are in trouble, against whom a formal act of censure was carried out by the order, are conducting themselves properly. They are subdued. They are mending their ways, and they ask for the revocation of the formal act of censure. If it seems right to the order may revoke the formal act of censure for the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. These monks, followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, against whom a formal act of censure was carried out by the order, are conducting themselves properly. They are subdued. They are mending their ways, and they ask for the revocation of the formal act of censure. The order is revoking the formal act of censure for the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. If the revocation of the formal act of censure for the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka is pleasing to the Venerable Ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time, that's how they vote. If nobody says anything, then they assume it's 100% unanimous. All right. And, you know, it's a good enough way of doing it. I mean, you know, you could do a black marble and a white marble like the Masons or whatever. Never mind. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots. And a third time I speak forth this matter, three dots. Should speak. The formal act of censure is revoked by the order for the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. End quote. Told is the first formal act, that of censure. Now at that time, the Venerable Sayasaka was ignorant. I'm pretty sure he's new. I mean, to Buddhist Books Podcast. Previously.
The Venerable Sayasaka, here represented by Peter Griffin from Family Guy. So he was really sad. And then the Venerable Udayin, we'll get to him later, told the Venerable Sayasaka, why don't you try masturbating? And so he's like, really? Should I do that? And Udayin said, I do. And so Sayasaka tried it, and he was walking around in a much better mood. And then, why are you in such a good mood, Sayasaka? Oh, well, I emitted semen with my hand, is how it's described in the Tipitaka.
Maybe I'm wrong. Was ignorant, inexperienced, full of offenses, not rid of them. He lived in company with householders, in unbecoming association with householders. So much so that the monks were done up with granting him probation, sending him back to the beginning, imposing manatta, rehabilitating him. Those who were modest monks looked down upon, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, how can the Venerable Sayasaka, ignorant, inexperienced, three dots, rehabilitating him, end quote. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, questioned the monks, saying, quote, is it true, as is said, monks, that the monk Sayasaka, ignorant, inexperienced, three dots rehabilitating him, end quote. Quote, it is true, Lord, end quote. The awakened one, the Lord, rebuked them, saying, quote, it is not suitable, monks. It is not becoming in this foolish man. It is not fitting. It is not worthy of a recluse. It is not allowable. It is not to be done. For how, monks, can this foolish man, ignorant, inexperienced, three dots, rehabilitating him? It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased, nor for increasing the number of those who are pleased, three dots. End quote. You basically remember what's in those three dots, right? No, it's the opposite of that, and it causes wavering in some, something like that. And having rebuked them, having given reasoned talk, he addressed the monks, saying, quote, well then, monks, let the order carry out a formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka, saying, quote within quotes, you should live in dependence. End quote within quotes. All right. And thus, monks, should it be carried out? First, the monk Sayasaka should be reproved. Having reproved him, he should be made to remember. Having made him remember, he should be accused of the offense. Having accused him of the offense, the order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Sayasaka, ignorant, inexperienced, three dots, rehabilitating him. If it seems right to the order, let the order carry out a formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka, saying, quote, you should live in dependence, end quote. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Sayasaka, ignorant, inexperienced, three dots, rehabilitating him. The order is carrying out a formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka, saying, quote, within quotes, you should live in dependence, end quote, within quotes. Are they going to explain what that means or entails? They might not. All right. It is, if the carrying out of the formal act of guidance, saying, quote, within quote, you should live in dependence, end quote, within quote, for the monk Sayasaka is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time, I speak forth this matter, three dots. And a third time, I speak forth this matter, three dots. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. A formal act of guidance, saying, quote, then, quote, within quotes, you should live in dependence, and, quote, then, quotes, is being carried out by the order for the monk Sayasaka. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quote. And then some numbers that I don't know if we're supposed to know what they mean. If a monk, monks, is possessed of three qualities, three dots. Okay, so this is the same as earlier when I said if a monk is possessed of three qualities, so just like copy-paste all that from last time. You remember last time? You remember, right? All that, same stuff. Just put it here. I don't feel like typing it again. And it's just so much work, so could you just flip back a few pages and reread it over there? Thank you, the Polytext Society, for these lovely and respectful choices you've made in your approach to this holy ancient scripture of pre-sectarian early Buddhism. And Miss Horner, thank you. I'm being sarcastic. No, but really, thank you for these books. They're very nice. Anyway, yes, okay. Instead of formal act of censure, read formal act of guidance, etc., end parentheses, three dots. He should not quarrel with monks, end quote. Told are the 18 observances connected with a formal act of guidance. Then the order carried out a formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka. Remember him? It wasn't that long ago. Saying, quote, you should live in dependence, end quote. After the formal act of guidance had been carried out by the order, he, choosing, associating with, visiting friends who were lovely, indeed, making them recite, interrogating them. There's a footnote. Lovely, the footnote, Halyanamita, or the word may be in the technical sense of a spiritual advisor. Well, regardless, if you ever meet somebody and you want to tell them that they're lovely and they speak ancient Pali, then now you know. Okay. Making them recite, interrogating them, came to be one who had heard much. One to whom the tradition was handed down, an expert in Dhamma, an expert in discipline, an expert in the headings, experienced, wise, modest, scrupulous, desirous of training. He conducted himself properly, was subdued, and mended his ways. And having approached monks, he spoke thus, quote, I, your reverences, for whom a formal act of guidance was carried out by the order, am conducting myself properly. I am subdued, and am mending my ways. What line of conduct should be followed by me? They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order revoke the formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka. If a monk is possessed of five qualities, three dots. Okay, so this is all the same as you remember last time. Copy paste that. Okay, three dots may be revoked. Told are the 18 cases where a formal act of guidance may be revoked. And thus, monks, should it be revoked. Monks, the monk Sayasaka, having approached the order, it's like ending a chapter in the middle of a sentence. Oh, that's the end of the chapter. Okay, chapter 25. And then I says to the guy, what? And he's like, what? You know, like, it's a little different approach. Ancient, you know, things. And thus, monks, should it be revoked? Monks, the monk Sayasaka, having approached the order, having arranged his upper robe over one shoulder, having saluted the feet, of the senior monks, having sat down on his haunches, having stretched forth his joined palms, should speak thus to it. Quote within quotes, I, honored sirs, for whom a formal act of guidance was carried out by the order, am conducting myself properly. I am subdued. I am mending my ways. I ask for the revocation of the formal act of guidance, end quote, within quotes. The second time it should be asked for, three dots, and a third time it should be asked for. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote, within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Sayasaka, for whom a formal act of guidance was carried out by the order, is conducting himself properly. He is subdued. He is mending his ways. He asks for the revocation of the formal act of guidance. If it seems right to the order may revoke the formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Sayasaka, for whom a formal act of guidance was carried out by the order, is conducting himself properly. He is subdued. He is mending his ways. He asks for the revocation of the formal act of guidance. If the revocation of the formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka is pleasing to the venerable ones, let them be they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter, three dots. The formal act of guidance for the monk Sayasaka is revoked by the order. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this, and quote within quotes, end quote. You may go. You can go be independent. Don't abuse our trust there, Sayasaka. That's how that goes. Anyway, told is the second formal act, that of guidance. Now, at that time, unscrupulous, depraved monks who were followers of Asaji and Punabasu were in residence at Kitagiri. They indulged in the following kinds of bad habits. They planted and caused to be planted small flowering trees. They watered them and had them watered. They plucked them and had them plucked. They tied them up into garlands and had them tied up. They made garlands and had them made with a stalk on one side. They made garlands and had them made with a stalk on both sides. They made and had a branching flower stalk made. They made a wreath and had one made. They made a garland worn round the forehead and had one made. They made and had an ear ornament made. They made and had a breastplate made. These monks took or sent garlands having a stalk on one side to wives of reputable families, to daughters of reputable families, to girls of reputable families, to daughters-in-law of reputable families, to female slaves of reputable families. I can't help wondering, would it have been okay if the wives and daughters and daughters-in-law and slaves were of non-reputable families? No, okay. I'll just keep reading. They took or sent garlands having a stalk on both sides. They took or sent a branching flower stalk. This is all very familiar, by the way. I think it came up in Mahavibhanga, but anyway, I'll keep reading. They took or sent a branching flower stalk. They took or sent a wreath, 3 dots. A garland worn round the forehead, 3 dots. An ear ornament, 2 dots. Ooh. A breastplate. These ate from one dish together with wives of reputable families, with daughters of reputable families, with girls of reputable families, with daughters-in-law of reputable families, with woman slaves of reputable families, and they drank from the same beaker. They sat down on the same seat. They shared one couch. They shared one mat. They shared one coverlet. They shared one mat and coverlet. And they ate at the wrong time, and they drank intoxicants, and they wore garlands and used perfumes and cosmetics. They danced and sang and played musical instruments, and they sported. They danced when she danced. They sang when she danced. They played musical instruments when she danced. They sported when she danced. They danced when she sang, 3 dots. They danced when she played musical instruments, 3 dots. They danced when she sported. They sported when she sported. Now that sounds like a party. What do they mean they sported? Is it an old-fashioned way of... They played on the checkered board for gambling. They played on the draught board. They played with imagining such boards in the air. They played a game of keeping stepping on to diagrams. They played with spillikins, 3 dots, at dice, 3 dots, tip cat, 3 dots, brush hand, 3 dots, with a ball, 3 dots, at blowing through toy pipes made of leaves, 3 dots, with a toy plow, 3 dots, at turning somersaults, 3 dots, with a toy windmill, 3 dots, with a toy measure of leaves, 3 dots, with a toy cart, 3 dots, with a toy bow, 3 dots. They played a game of guessing at letters, 3 dots, a mind-reading game, three dots. A game of mimicking deformities, three dots. They trained themselves in elephant lore, three dots. Horse lore, three dots. Carriage lore, three dots. Archery, three dots. Swordsmanship, three dots. Then they ran in front of an elephant, three dots. A horse, three dots. A chariot. Now they ran backwards. Now they ran forwards. And they whistled, and they snapped their fingers, and they wrestled, and they fought with fists, and... I've been waiting for this part, because I remember this is how it ends. This is the best part. The worst part. And having spread out their upper robes as a stage, they said to the dancing girl, quote, "Dance here, sister," end quote. And they applauded, and they indulged in various bad habits. More that hasn't been listed? You can keep listing. I don't mind hearing all this. Now at that time, a certain monk, having spent the rains among the people of Kasi, while going to Savati so as to see the Lord, arrived at Kitagiri. Then this monk, dressing early and taking his bowl and robe, entered Kitagiri for alms food. He was pleasing whether he was approaching or departing, whether he was looking forward or looking behind, whether he was drawing in or stretching out, parentheses, his arm, Ohu. End parentheses. His eyes were cast down. He was possessed of pleasant deportment. People, having seen this monk, spoke thus. Quote, "Who can this be like an idiot of idiots, like a fool of fools, like a very supercilious person? Who will go up to him and give him alms? Our masters, the followers of Asaji and Punabasu, are polite, genial, pleasant of speech, beaming with smiles, saying, quote within quotes, 'Come, you are welcome,' end quote within quotes. They are not supercilious. They are easily acceptable. They are the first to speak. Therefore, alms should be given to them," end quote within quotes. A certain lay follower saw that monk walking for alms food in Kitagiri. Seeing that monk, he went up to him. And having gone up to him and greeted him, he said, "Honored sir," he said, quote, "honored sir, are no alms attainable?" End quote. Quote, "No, sir, alms are not attainable," end quote. Quote, "Come, honored sir, we will go to my house." I'm sure it's innocent. End quote. Then that lay follower, having taken that monk to his house and made him eat, said, quote, "Where, honored sir, will the master go?" End quote. Quote, "I will go to Savati, sir, to see the Lord." End quote. Quote, "Then, honored sir, in my name salute the Lord's feet with your head, and say," quote within quotes, "Lord, the residence at Kitagiri has been corrupted. At Kitagiri, are residing unscrupulous, depraved monks who are followers of Asaji and Punabasu." Oh, yeah, I remember Asaji. I know who's there now. I know who's there. All right. Hakuna Matata, right? Right? Am I on the right track? It's been a while. It's been a while. That's like from 4 years ago, I think, right? Or three... Almost four. Never mind. 3 years ago, let's say. They indulge in the following bad habits, three dots. They indulge in a variety of bad habits. Lord, those men who formerly had faith and were believing now have no faith and are not believing. Those who were formerly, what? Those who formerly were channels for gifts to the order are now cut off. They neglect the well-behaved monks. And the depraved monks stay on. It were good, Lord, if the Lord would send monks to Kitagiri, so that this residence at Kitagiri may be settled, end quote, end quotes. End quote. Editor Edward, would you mind, no need to appear on the screen today, I'll save you that much work, but I will make you go dig up just a clip, just to show you know, this same story being told at a different phase of our life.
And having spread out their upper robes as a stage, they say to the dancing girl, "Dance here, sister." And they applaud and indulge.
And that was in which book? And we read that on what date? And then today's date? And the amount of time, how long ago was that? Thank you, Editor Edward. That was fun. All right, continuing. "It were good, Lord, if the Lord would send monks to Kitagiri, so that this residence at Kitagiri may be settled," end quote, within quotes, end quote. "Quote, very well, sir," end quote. And that monk, having answered the lay follower in assent, rising from his seat, departed for Savati. Gradually, he approached Savati, the Jeta Grove, Anapindika's monastery, and the Lord. Having approached and having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. Now, it is the custom for awakened ones, for lords to exchange greetings with incoming monks. So the Lord said to this monk, quote, "I hope, monk, that it is going well with you. I hope that you are keeping going. I hope that you have accomplished your journey with little fatigue. And where do you come from, monk?" End quote. End quote. We're going to continue that story in part 3 in Buddhist Books Podcast episode 306. 2 episodes from now, after we take a break from this and go into some Shingon. And then once we get to the end of that story about the followers of Punabasu and the other one, then it'll be interesting to revisit that previous time that the exact same story was told and find the difference or the differences. I think that since when it came up the first time, it would have been in the rules for monks, then it would have been a matter of like, it is a grave offense, or it is a wrongdoing, or doing this is, it's two grave offenses, and that kind of thing. So they were kind of ranking, you know, that kind of thing. Now they're probably going to say, okay, here's how to deal with it. Here's how to deal with a group of monks who are, because they've been talking about putting an individual monk on probation. Now they're going to talk about how to put a group of monks on probation. I'm guessing that's where this is going. So we'll find out together next time on Tipitaka part 199, I think, right? All right. Well, you know, feel free to click like and subscribe and do comment below, because I don't know, when the content is this dry and up against, you know, all this, you know, flashing lights and quick and things on. I mean, even when, you know, it's not even good content about Buddhism. For me, it's like wholesome. It's like eating your oats, you know, like it's good to have breakfast. But if you can choose between like an egg sandwich or whatever, I don't know what people like for breakfast, and like this is like definitely the unsweetened, flavorless oats in water served at room temperature of wholesome breakfasts on a platform like YouTube, which is all about candy, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm just talking to myself. So just to help me know that I'm not losing my mind, feel free to say hi, even if just to say, you know, hi, you know, or whatever. Or if you want to comment about any aspect of today's episode, feel free to do that. Anyway, all right, I'll go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.